I'm with former Packers tight end Mark Chmura. Mark, 3 Pro Bowls, 2 All-Pros, a Super Bowl ring, and induction into the Packers Hall of Fame. Satisfying career?
Yeah, you could say that. Oh, yeah. I think I checked everything off on the list. But, you know, those are great. Those were individual awards, really. But what makes it so special, I think, is the guys that I won that Super Bowl with. It was such an unselfish group. The nice thing is we still get together today. We get to see each other a couple times a year. And, you know, those are lifelong friends and lifelong memories.
I'm going to take you through the most favorite thing. I'm sure you prepared for this.
Oh, sure.
Okay. Your favorite game?
My favorite game had to be the Carolina NFC Championship game.
96.
96. Mm-hmm. Because it wasn't over. And I'll never forget the feeling after the Super Bowl, you know, doing the parade and then coming back here and seeing all the fans. And once we were done with that, we all looked at one another and said, well, what do we do now? Mm-hmm. Where do we go? Mm-hmm. And the coach said, you go home. And we were like, we don't want to go home. You know, so that was a strange feeling for a lot of us.
Is that your favorite team, the 96 team?
You know, I played with great teams, you know, ever since I got here. But that was a special team, obviously, because we accomplished our goal. And, you know, it's unfortunate when I look back, there's a lot of guys that aren't with us anymore. I mean, on Earth here, that passed away, and it's a surreal feeling almost to think that Wayne Simmons, Reggie White, Harry Galbraith, you know, all these guys I played with that were such close friends aren't able to celebrate this, you know, this accomplishment with us anymore, but we'll see him again someday.
Your favorite play? You got a favorite touchdown catch, favorite catch?
You know what? I had a favorite catch against Minnesota here. It was a national game, I believe my 4th year in the league, and I ran the wrong route, mm-hmm. and Brett happened to throw me the ball, and I had stopped running, and I had to restart my motor and actually made a catch. I don't know how I did it, mm-hmm. a one-handed catch in the 3-yard line in a big game against a rival game.
You were a favorite target. For the rest of your life, you can tell people, hey, yeah. I caught Brett Favre's passes.
I got the fingers to show it, too.
Yeah, a little broken up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Talk about Brett Favre. Talk about catching his passes, what kind of quarterback he was, what it means to you to have been one of his favorite targets.
Yeah, it was special, you know, because me and Brett, we were on the same wavelength. And a lot of times, quarterbacks don't have that with receivers. They talk about a feel for the game. And many times, Brett would just come up to the line and say, chewy, chewy, and I know exactly what he was talking about. You know, and 90% of the time when he did that, the play worked. It was just a special, you know, special bond that we had. But, you know, Brett was the same guy off the field as he was on. You know, he was a ton of fun. Me and Frank Winters would go down to Mississippi a couple times a year and just have a blast, you know. But that was part of the special kind of bond that this team had. It was really, really great feeling.
You've stayed close to the Packers. I know you do a radio show.
Mm-hmm.
You live in Milwaukee?
Just outside of Milwaukee.
Okay. But you're from the Northeast, you're from Massachusetts, and you've stayed here. Is Packers football in your blood?
Oh, yeah. Not only in my blood, in my family's blood. Mm-hmm. You know, my parents still watch the Packers today, you know, and it's that extension of family that, you know, that's special, you know. And I'm not a big guy that needs a pat on the back and stuff like that, but every now and then it's nice.
What's ahead in your life for your family? Your interests, the things you want to do in life. Talk about what's ahead.
Well, I do the radio show, which really keeps me involved and keeps me up to keeps me up to date on everything that's going on in the NFL. And then I have another son at Michigan State. He's playing football there, mm-hmm. So there's a lot of travel there. And another son that is being recruited heavily throughout the nation. So I'll be sitting in a lot of stadiums, I think, these next couple of years. And I coach high school sports, which I enjoy, and that's just my way of giving back, you know. And I really have a lot of fun with the kids, and it's just, you know, that. And I don't know, I get the itch from Brett to cut grass. I just love cutting grass. Don't ask me why.
Live the mow.
Do you remember live the mow?
Yeah,
he did that.
Yeah,
he did that. That endorsement.
Yeah,
for a lawnmower company.
Or something.
We'll say that.
Yeah.
And the tag was "Live to Mow."
Yeah,
I loved it.
Well, that's why he's not coming back to play football. He loves cutting grass too much.
All winter.
You know, you just need a good lawnmower, you know, some suntan lotion, and an iPod, and you know, I could go for days.